Come to an underground. Lord Shiva prayed to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna that he could assist in the Lord's pastimes in such a way that he would always have the feet of the Lord and his devotees upon his head. So by the grace of Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji, Lord Shiva was given the great blessing of becoming this mountain, which is called Nandeshwar. It has five peaks representing the five heads of Shiva. And just as Lord Brahma made himself available in the service of the Lord to be the home of Srimati Radharani, Lord Shiva made himself available in the service of the Lord to be the home of Krishna and Balaram. On the top of this hill, we'll see a beautiful temple called Nanda Bhavan, which is the place where Krishna and Balaram lived with Yashoda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj, and Rohini Devi for the latter part of their revealed pastimes here in Vrajadham. It was here in Nandagram that Krishna was first given charge of the cows with Lord Balaram. The day after tomorrow we celebrate that day. It is called Gopastami. And here at Nandagram they celebrate it in a wonderful way. We have seen they take some children and dress them as Krishna and Balaram, and hundreds of Brijabasis gather together, and they take these children to each place, principal places where Krishna performs his wonderful lila in the Nandagram area. Where we are sitting now is called Nandavaitak. This is where Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men would assemble and meet to discuss the welfare of Krishna and Balaram. Recently we told a story at Madan Mohanji's residence and Radhika Rani about one beautiful story that takes place here at Nandavaitak, where the cowherd men headed by Upananda began to chastise Nanda Maharaj that Krishna is no ordinary boy. He must be some sort of a great yogi, or perhaps he's an incarnation of God or a demigod. Because after all, how he killed Putana, how he killed the Trinavarta demon, how he lifted the Govardhan hill with the little finger of his left hand, how he crashed down the twin Arjuna trees. And yet, Yashoda, your wife, sometimes she threatens to hit him with stick. Sometimes she pulls him by the ear. Sometimes she chastises him. Sometimes she makes him go to bed without food. This is no way to treat a great exalted personality. So Nanda Maharaj, with great amusement, he heard what they were saying. And he said, "You do not understand. What is this Krishna? You are saying he is incarnation of God? He is great personality? But great personalities are judged by how they can control their senses." And this child, Gopal, he eats all day long. He never stops eating. And if you do not give it to him, he will steal it. And if the ladus are not sweet enough, he becomes very angry. Great souls, they are not supposed to become angry. If there's not enough sugar in the sweet rice, he becomes so angry. He begins to throw things and break pots. And great souls are supposed to be honest. But Krishna, you know, that anything that is lost in Vrindavan, that it was stolen by Krishna. He steals butter, he steals yogurt. And then after he steals it, even when it's in his hand, you ask him, why did you do? He said, no, I did not do it. Why you are blaming me? Someone else has done. And great souls are supposed to be fearless. But when it's raining and there is loud thunder, little Krishna, he runs to our bed at night and he embraces Mother Jashoda, trembling in fear. And he doesn't stop crying until Mother Jashoda begins to shower him again and again with kisses and kisses and kisses. He said, if these are the qualities of an exalted person, I see no reason to be exalted. Krishna is just my child. You do not understand. And as he was speaking this, he began to laugh. As he was thinking of the wonderful pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, he laughed and he laughed. And all the cowherd men, as they pictured the beautiful form of little Gopal engaging in his wonderful mischievous activities, they all began to laugh. And they laughed so hard that they fell to the ground and tears were streaming from their eyes, and they laughed and laughed until every limb of their body was aching because of laughing so hard. And then somehow or other they laughed to the point where they just could not laugh any longer. And then they were just laying silently. And then Nanda Maharaj again would start laughing. And everyone else would start laughing and laughing and laughing, rolling on the ground laughing at the beautiful pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. So this wonderful pastime took place here at Nanda Vaitak. Actually, we should know that all of these meetings that took place here were all for only one reason. The cowherd men would come together to discuss how to best serve Krishna and Balaram. They did not see them as the Supreme Lord. They simply saw them as two most charming, beautiful, and attractive brothers that were completely dependent on their arrangements for their protection, for their well-being, and for their happiness. So this is a very, very special place. The great Acharyas came and worship the dust of this land of Nanda Vaitak, because it is here that this pastime is eternally enacting, where the cowherd men, with exclusive devotion to the pleasure of Krishna and Balaram, they plan out all of their wonderful, wonderful arrangements in which the whole Nandagaon is managed according to these arrangements. So let us pray here with a very humble heart that every arrangement and every plan that we make in our own life is always centered on serving and giving pleasure to Krishna and his devotees.
Jai Shri Radhe.